Resorts World Las Vegas fined over illegal betting. Resorts World Las Vegas, RWLV, has received a $10.5 million fine as a result of a disciplinary case brought by the Nevada Gaming Control Board, NGCB, following findings that the property facilitated unlawful betting activities. The case was resolved through a settlement between the resort and regulators. The NGCB had accused RWLV, along with certain affiliated individuals and entities, of enabling betting practices involving individuals tied to criminal organizations. The board filed the complaint 7 months prior to the settlement, which will be reviewed by the Nevada Gaming Commission in an upcoming session. The resort must pay the financial penalty within 2 days of the commission's final ruling. Investigators from the NGCB outlined numerous breaches of regulatory standards, stating that RWLV did not meet its responsibilities as a licensed gaming operator in the state. The board noted that the casino's tolerance of questionable behavior negatively affected the reputation of Nevada's gaming sector. The violation cited fell under the Nevada Gaming Control Act and the Commission's rules. The NGCB's investigation found that RWLV had permitted individuals with prior felony convictions related to illegal gambling and organized crime to make substantial wagers at the property. This occurred over an extended time frame, pointing to systemic weaknesses in the resort's regulatory compliance efforts. Authorities found that RWLV failed to follow its internal anti-money laundering, AML, measures, which are mandated for all gaming licensees in Nevada. According to the findings, executives at the property displayed either neglect or deliberate indifference to warning signs of illicit conduct in order to benefit financially. The complaint referenced individuals such as Matthew Bowyer, Edwin Ting, and Chad Uemoto, all of whom had previously been convicted in federal court for crimes linked to illegal gambling or money laundering. These individuals were reportedly allowed to gamble extensively at the casino without appropriate intervention or reporting from RWLV's compliance teams. Nicole Bowyer, registered as an agent of the resort and spouse of Matthew Bowyer, was also named in the disciplinary case. While earlier disciplinary action against her was delayed, the commission has since expressed interest in enforcing stricter penalties, including a potential lifetime ban from participating in Nevada's gaming industry. Rather than contest the charges in a formal hearing, RWLV opted to resolve the matter through a settlement agreement. As part of the terms, the resort will be required to overhaul its AML framework, retain proper compliance documentation, and conduct updated training sessions for its registered agents within a 60-day period. RWLV to remain under scrutiny. The agreement also mandates that RWLV's internal auditors submit updates on the resort's AML efforts. In addition, the resort must notify the NGCB if it becomes the subject of criminal or disciplinary action from any other authority. The current AML compliance team must remain in place as part of the ongoing oversight process. RWLV has stated that it began reviewing and modifying its AML procedures in 2023, prior to the settlement. The resort emphasized its focus on compliance and the implementation of stronger safeguards to align with expectations in the gaming sector. As part of this effort, it has reportedly barred individuals with criminal convictions for gambling-related offenses from entering the premises. The resort has also undergone leadership restructuring. Former President and Chief Operating Officer Scott Sabella left the company in 2023 and later had his gaming license revoked by the commission. His exit followed his admission of failing to report an illegal bookmaker during his time at another gaming property, though he was not named in this particular case. Alex Dixon was later named Chief Executive Officer, while Carlos Castro took on the roles of Chief Operating and Financial Officer. To strengthen oversight, RWLV formed a new board of directors tasked with monitoring the property's compliance systems, particularly its AML program. The board is composed of experienced figures from the gaming and regulatory sectors, including Jim Murren, former CEO of MGM Resorts International, who serves as the board's chair. Other appointed members include A.G. Burnett, a former NGCB chair, Kong Han Tan, the head of parent company Genting Berhad, former Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval, who also previously served as a gaming commission member, and gaming industry executive Michelle DiTondo. Additionally, RWLV established a new chief compliance officer position to reinforce its adherence to state gaming laws and regulations.